Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already March 5th, Monday, 2018. I think, is it next week we turn our clocks back? Am I missing something? I think it is. Oh, yes, it is. Next Sunday, we turn, I guess, spring forward. So things are changing very quickly. And something I've learned, speaking of changing, is one of the biggest game changers I have learned since the day I saw Christ. And I can't believe how clearly I can see it now, when before I just thought, oh, maybe, and then I thought it was just this instance, or when I helped this person this instance, but then I realized I'm on to something. And what I was on to was seeing what energy is somebody's and what energy isn't. And it sounds weird to hear it at first. I was wondering how I was going to say it or explain it, but there's something about events that happen to us in life. They usually slip in when we're younger. And I've talked about this before, maybe in stages, I guess, as I was learning it. But I realized that there's a lot of stuff we need to give back to its rightful owner to get to who we are. So when we are feeling like we're not ourselves, there's a big reason for that, because you're not yourself. And a lot of times, the way we respond to anger, the way we respond to fear, the way we respond to what we can't do, was taught to us. And that's the no-brainer. Yes, of course it was. We were just sitting in our homes with our family, and every day that goes by, we learn how to do something new through our family. There are teachers, there are guides, the people that visit us, the friends that come over, all give us a part of them. That saying that you're a combination of the five closest people to you is true. So when we're younger, we have our parents, if we have any siblings, if not, they're friends. And how they deal with things is their way of dealing with it, but because they teach it to you, we think it's us, but it was actually taught to us, and we can give it back if we want to. This is so powerful that I hope I'm explaining it the way it needs to be explained. Because these are the feelings that we behave on, and then our truest feelings are the ones below that that we don't share. And that's why I realized a lot of us cannot be ourselves when we want to be. We want to. Imagine you're in your body, you want to be yourself, and you almost have to fight yourself to be yourself. And the things you know better, but you can't do better. Or you feel like you don't have to do better, but you get frustrated because you know you can do better, and you're in that loop. But how do you separate this energy from you? And it requires you thinking back a little bit. Think back to who taught you. Some things slip in, and all of a sudden we just, you know, we were born and we love everything. We're, you know, happy. And depending on how we're shaped is how we're going to come out for the most part. So if your family doesn't like skiing, you'll probably never ski. You'll probably be scared of skiing. And your best friend would be like, I ski all the time. What's so scary about it? Or a family who only eats one kind of meat or doesn't dance at a wedding or, you know, whatever it is. And we start shaping, oh, we don't do that. Why? I don't know. Oh, why do you do that? I don't know. I've always done it that way. You don't know why you've always done it that way. As far back as I worked with someone a long time ago, and she called, and she's, you know, older now and, you know, wanting to get rid of this weight that she was carrying. And when she was younger, she was violated by one of her relatives. So that's the one thing she wanted to talk about. It never could leave her, and she didn't know why she couldn't heal from it. And we did, I very rarely do Skype sessions, but at the time it was the beginning of my one-on-ones, and we did a Skype session so I could see her and she could see me. And she was very far away from me in another country. And she was telling me about being violated, you know, every time this uncle came over. And while I was doing the session, I want to tell you what happened. I'm not sure, but I know Christ was like, boom. And I saw the separation between her, the violator, and what happened. And I realized at that time that it isn't what happened to her that she couldn't get over, because we can heal from that. But what she couldn't get rid of was she took on his energy. She took on his shame. She took on that perversion that was able to hurt her and allowed her to hurt herself. It's like he opened that portal. And as we were talking, and I realized that, and I said it to her, and I said, please, right now, while we're doing this, I need you to give him back his energy, because the reason you couldn't get rid of it is because it wasn't yours. It just had permission to come in because you were too young to be able to know what just happened fully. But you need to give him back his shame that you've been carrying all these years, and his guilt, and his that perversion in his mind that could cross that line. And somehow, during that session, she did. I will never forget it, because it was literally at 33 minutes, and we both just felt the air clear. And she said, that's all I needed. Thank you. And that was it. Never saw her again. I see her from time to time now. Very rarely, but never had to do that again. It was a blessing that we got that in that one time, or that happened. But that's when I learned that when somebody hurts us, we take on whatever anger, whatever they had, and it dumps into us. That's why a family, when in generations, like if the parents were really angry and really were at the kids and the kids come out angry, they're even angrier because now they have their own anger and they're carrying someone else's anger. So to be able to separate someone else's energy from you. And this is all I know up to today. If I learn anything more, I'm giving it to you. but I just had another example of it last week. And it blew me away that this could happen. And when it happens again and the person calls me back and says, hey, this really did happen. It really left me. And I feel so much clearer about who I am. And I remember when I first saw Christ and people knew and they'd say to me, why am I here? I'd be like, what do you mean, why are you here? How could I answer that question? But now I know why people were asking me. Because when we take on other people's stuff, it interferes with us. If you want to do something, let's say you want to be a broadcast journalist or you want to be a photographer, and someone says no, how are you going to make money at that? Or what are your chances of being a broadcast journalist or whatever? And you take that on and you listen to them and you do something else. You always still want to be that person that you know you can be, but you took on somebody else's stuff instead of your own and you were aborted. It was aborted. So last week, and this is crazy story, but it happened. Got a phone call from someone, and not an appointment phone call, like a business phone call. And while we were talking, and you know, it happens once in a while, so I can never plan it. But her mother, who passed away, she just literally came through me and started talking to this person and said, give me back my energy. I need to account for it at home. Given her daughter so much of her that her daughter's life was very volatile. And it was because her mother was very volatile, but the daughter took on so much of her mother's energy that she actually calmed her mother by being the one that was volatile. If you could imagine what happened. Now it's starting to explain a lot. So I'm talking to this person and I'm telling her, and she knew exactly that it was her mom. I was just in the way. And I can tell you, I can count probably on one hand, maybe now I'm starting on the second hand, how many times this has happened to me. Not many. But she asked for her energy back. Because she's home and she needs to clean up. She needs to evolve. And she realized that the part of her that she gave away was the hardest part to deal with. So she's in that process, I guess, which kind of gave me insight into that. But forget that for a minute. I told her daughter, you need to give your mom her energy back. She's like, what energy? And I said, well, it happened a long time ago. But it has to do with how you get angry and how you never understand why you're feeling the things you're feeling. And now that I'm realizing it's because it wasn't your feeling. So you didn't understand it. You didn't have its origin. You just had its result. I said, you need to give it back to your mother. And she's like, well, how the heck do I do that? And I said, well, you know, I'm not an expert, but I can tell you that you can ask that whatever's not yours, you can give back to the rightful owner, and you can say, you know, whatever I have in me that belongs to my mother, you need to go back to where you belong. You're not my energy. I just got you out of default, and it has wreaked havoc on her life. So I said, don't do it today. You're working and you still got to work the rest of the day. And can you imagine someone at work saying, well, got to go, got to give my mom her energy back. Well, didn't your mom die? Yes, got to go. Can't do that. So I said, wait till Saturday. And just the stuff that feels foreign to you and you know what it is. And maybe the feelings about your mom passing will also become more realistic and less idealistic, like, oh, my mom, and I miss my mom, and, you know, and when her mom was alive, they were estranged for a period of time. And there was anger there, and there were issues, but when her mother died, it became all flowers, which made the problem worse. But I didn't realize all this was going on. And now I'm privy to all this information in the middle of my day, and I'm like, holy cow. So she waited until Saturday, when she could have time and presence of mind. And she started just giving the energy back. And what happened was amazing. She let me know on Monday. She said, you won't believe it. This is the first time I have felt settled for as long as I can remember, where I don't feel that anxious feeling like I'm overwhelmed. And I'm realizing I was overwhelmed because I was dealing with a boatload of stuff I really didn't understand. And it was because it wasn't mine. I really did give it back. And it literally left. It really left. And I thought, holy cow, can you imagine how big this is? Because when we're kids, whatever decides to show up at our door comes with the people who bring it. Nobody's perfect. They may have great intentions, pure intentions, but their biases, whatever was put in them. And I thought, this could have gone on for generations. It's not a bad thing. It's just a reality. But look at how sophisticated our thinking has become. Look at how far we have come. And now I'm embarking on this energy. I was just telling someone the other day, all the stuff Christ said to me at first, self-love, self-accounting, whatever it is, before Christ said it to me, I never heard it anywhere. I just started posting it one thing at a time, and now it's common language, and Christ said it would be common language. And I was like, cool, look what just happened. And then I said, but wait a minute, to me, I've already known and written that years ago. Imagine what I'm learning now. And I don't even get to talk about it yet because most people are still in the beginning, because we are just starting to have new waves of waking up to the magic that lives in every single one of us. Not just the awakening to, okay, I know now there's no hell, and I know now that I need self-love, and I know now I got a self-account, but okay, what comes after that? And it's so vast. When Christ said, we will learn about truth and love and purity in greater and greater and greater depth. We are in that depth right now. It is amazing. And now I've seen that separation of energy twice. And when Christ says, all energy is obedient to love, this is why it's so important that all I do is teach self-love. That is the gateway to understanding everything else. Because when there is love for yourself from you, that energy that it carries with it, it precedes you. It gets to wherever you're going before you even get there. That's why the path feels more doable. When Christ said, you go back to the fork in the road and you repave it with love, does repave with love. And love is the most powerful energy you will ever know in any lifetime. this lifetime when you go back home. It's all love, 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 love. It's all pure energy. We call it love, but it's just a pure, accelerated, only forward energy. It doesn't go back. And I remember when I first saw Christ, how hesitant I was and felt to say these things, but holy cow, what is behind this is miraculous. Imagine when Christ told me I would heal people, and I thought, no way. I thought all I could think of was those people you'd see on TV, and they don't do it anymore. I don't know if they do. I don't see it, but at the time when I was a kid, they would have these shows and someone would put their hand on someone's head in a wheelchair and they'd get up and walk. And, you know, I don't know if that was ever true, but I remember seeing it. And I remember thinking how weird that felt to see that. And I thought, oh, heal people. I will never do that. Never put me up on a stage. Never let me do that. And it turned out that wasn't it. He said, telling the truth heals people. Telling the truth heals us. Because I associated healing with physical healing. What would I know, or why would I know any different? We weren't at the age yet where we're talking about emotional healing. We weren't in the place in our evolution to begin these thought processes of our own inner power, of our own inner energy. Best way I could describe it is in the 1800s, before we knew that there was particles in the air. We couldn't have a cell phone yet because we didn't know yet what we could do. But yet the air we breathe had particles in it that allow energy to move to the point where you can carry a phone and a computer now to your ear every day. When I was a kid, if we thought about this, we couldn't have even imagined it because we did not know yet. And that's exactly what's happening with our own energy. We learn the energy outside, but now we're learning the energy inside. And I see a lot of people trying to tell people how to live their lives, and they're going to tell you in 24 hours how to change into this, or how you're going to make $1 million in 24 hours, or how you're going to make money as a coach, or how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that. And all of that is part of this evolution of the awakening of the people who kind of woke up early on are trying to catch everybody up. And they are offering you ways to get there quicker, because now they figured it out, so they can just tell you. And as we start to assimilate this information, we start to see how powerful, more powerful than anything else around us. It puts into perspective what you see on the outside world as you begin to discover the power you have. Doesn't mean like, oh, I'm so powerful, I'm going to change the world. I'm so powerful that I'm going to enjoy my life. You don't need to change the world. Everyone can't change the world. How would the world change? But when we enjoy life, that changes the world. That brings the world to where you can bring it and live it and care about it and see it. Now, I got a question in the chat from Liam. What is the method to giving back what's not yours like that lady did? Sitting and meditating, praying, imagining giving it away? You need to think back to what you feel is foreign to you. If you feel, let's just say there's somebody and they're not racist, but they carry these feelings of, oh, these people and that people and certain angers behind it, but you generally could care less. But you're carrying that because you were taught it from when you were young. And I'm not talking racist between black and white, just between anybody. Because I've seen it happen reversed. I've seen it happen from someone towards any group of people. And you have to ask yourself, do I really feel that way? No, I actually don't care. Well, where did that come from? Well, that energy isn't mine. Okay, I want to take that energy and release it from me because it wasn't mine. I'm borrowing it from someone. The lady, I told her because she knew who it was, I said to her, please give him back his energy so that you're free of him, because it wasn't the violation that hurt you as much as you taking on who that person was, carrying that throughout your lifetime. That's why we don't get over things, because we don't realize that the things we need to get over are stuck on us and we need to give it back. And if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes or felt it or watched it happen, I couldn't believe it. And this show is like, I want to say, a first show. So I'm sure I will even learn more about it. I'm by far not an expert, but I am a discoverer. And I am discovering this little opening into this world that allows us a greater level of sophistication and intelligence, emotional intelligence towards our own soul and how to individualize our souls even further. I'm realizing that this body of work that I'm doing, and I can't help it, it's happening every single day of my life, even with big happenings. I mean, this past weekend, my son was, it was happening for the past 3 weeks, but it all came to a head on Saturday, where he was, he became a professional baseball player in affiliated ball. He's in the minor leagues for the Kansas City Royals, and we were so happy about it and so excited. And it's funny because we got so excited, we couldn't even talk anymore. We were just like, wow. We were so amazed by our own response. It was like we were talking about it, and then when it happened, we were just in awe of the fact that when you let your dreams go and you follow them, they're able to happen. Because you're not stopping them. And I know with my son's, you know, autism and all the stuff that surrounds it, I didn't walk around saying, well, you're autistic. I just said, how are we going to get there? So what he took from me wasn't, oh, well, I'm autistic, so maybe. It was just, how are we going to get there? And we did it for years, even after people have laid it to rest. Bodick still kept training. And training and training and training, just like I keep writing or whatever it is. But it's because it becomes who we are, not who we want to be. The only difference is now somebody else knows it, but he's been doing it for the last 14 years of his life. It's amazing. We are amazing. And we always will be. And if we ever think we're not, we're just taking energy, good energy, away from ourselves. So if there's anything you do today, just remind yourself that you are capable. You are capable of taking yourself where you really want to go. Not a joke, not a fast sell. It's true. And you guys, I've run out of time already. I can't believe it, but I will see you tomorrow. I love you so very much. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.